Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
According to the way the Lord had set up, a tithe of all the tithes belonged to the priests. The first fruits of all the crops, which was a different thing, belonged to the priest. These guys were rich, major rich. But I mean, know some people are just greedy, no matter how much they got. They want to take somebody else's. So they were doing this, and verse 15, before they burnt the fat, which they were supposed to burn the fat on every offering, the priest's servant would come and say, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have boiled flesh, he wants it raw. And if the man that was offering his offering to the Lord, he said, well now, okay, but don't let them fail to burn the fat, because they were supposed to do that. The scripture said so. And he said, no, but you're going to give it to me now, and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to take it away from you. I'm going to take it by force. So, verse 17, the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. See, people got where they didn't want to give. They didn't want to bring their offerings because these preachers were acting this way. And so that's a bad reflection on the Lord himself, because these men are supposed to be representing him. The offerings of the Lord are holy. Amen. You and I are supposed to worship God when we stand up here and bring our tithes and offerings. We're not supposed to make fun of it. We're not supposed to make light of it. And it's supposed to be handled correctly. When we say, this is going to this, that's what's supposed to happen. Amen. Amen. And these guys, well, you know, they were stealing and robbing the people, and it was even more than that. They were despising the offering. Oh, what is that? I mean, they're acting like there is no God. They're saying, give me that. What difference does it make? Taking it. No respect. No honor. That wasn't all of it. Skip on down to verse 27. There came a man of God to Eli, and he said to him, thus says the Lord. This is 1 Samuel 2:27. Did I plainly appear to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? Did I give to the house of your father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Now, why is he asking him that question? He's saying, haven't you been honored? God himself chose your family to be used of God, put you in the ministry, gave you all these offerings, honored you and blessed you. Verse 29, wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in your habitation, and you honor your sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever, but now the Lord says, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and them that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. They acted dishonorably. I mean, if you read the rest of the passage, well, just read it with me. We'll take the time to do it. In the third chapter and the 13th verse, 3:13, he says, I have told him, talking about Eli, I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile and he restrained them not. Now see, he said over there, you honor your sons above me. People sometimes don't understand love. Divine love and walking in love doesn't mean always giving in to people. It doesn't mean always doing everything they want you to do. Love will do the best for you, what's best for you, even if you don't like it. And, you know, if you've read the rest of this story, you know what an end these two men came to. And looking back, you see that Eli was a weak leader, wasn't he? A leader should follow God's example. Romans says, behold the goodness and the severity of God. Is God good? Can he be severe? Yes. And if you won't judge yourself, will you be judged? Yes. Does that mean he's not love? No, he's love. But sometimes, you know, we've had to make decisions before. And people say, well, where's your love? And you want to say, well, where's your commitment? If you'd have been committed, we wouldn't be talking right now. But Eli should have been a stronger leader. He should have been a stronger minister. Should he have let his sons do what they were doing? Stealing the offerings. And the Bible says that they were laying with the women that came to the temple. They're having affairs with the women that came. And they're stealing offerings and committing fornication with everybody that comes to the church. What should he have done? Should he have done something strong with them? If necessary, taken drastic measures. Yes, he should have. The first inkling he heard of some of these things, he should have called them in. And he should have said, now, boys, I've heard some rumors of things, and if I find any of this is true, if I hear this, then that's going to be it. If anything's going on, you better get it right, and I mean now. And if any of this kind of thing comes up, you're out. I'm putting you out of the priesthood. And what if something had come up again and again? What should he have done? Put him out. Yeah, but Daddy, this is how we're going to make a living, and what about what will people think? If he was a man of his word and if he was strong, I don't care if it was his own flesh and blood, he'd put them out. Amen. Is that easy?
No.
No. And would some people might think, he's hard. He's a hard man. No, let me tell you what's hard is not dealing with things and letting them go on until they don't judge themselves and they wind up getting judged. And both your boys dying in the flower of their age in one day and losing the Ark of the Covenant and losing the glory of God, that's hard. Do you see this? I've had parents look at me across the desk and say, well, I just love my child too much to discipline. I just love them too much. You don't love them enough. You care more about how you feel than their future. Love will do what's best for you, even if you don't even like me for a while.
Amen.
It will. Phyllis, you know, used to oversee the admissions department for a Bible school, and I taught there, and we did a lot of things for years. And I taught a whole course on submission and authority. And I've had some people before just get so aggravated with me. I had somebody come back after they'd been in school 5 years. And they said, you know, I really did not like you. And I said, well, I'm sorry. They said, I really didn't like you, but I love you now.
Amen.
They really didn't like me when I dealt with them about some things because I wasn't letting them do what they wanted to do. And I called them on some things. But they said 5 years later, it saved their ministry.
Yeah.
Well, see, I care more about that, their marriage, their life being saved, their ministry being saved, than how much they like me right now.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that for me. I'm saying that for you.
Yeah.
Are you strong enough? Do you love your family, your kids, your grandkids, your friends well enough to do what's the best thing for them, even if it makes you unpopular? For a while. Real love will do that. Real love will put up with me having to deal with these feelings of you not liking me if it'll help you in the end. That's real love. Real love. Now, go with me, if you would, to the book of Genesis, the 25th chapter. How many want God to be able to honor your life and honor you and what you do? No question about it. You can look back over your life and every good thing that's happened and everything that God's done for you. I was had ministers' conference this past week, a wonderful meeting, and was sitting at lunch with a bunch of preachers and ministers and a fellow that I knew from North Carolina that has a wonderful work down there. He was asking me, he had heard about this church up here, and he said, I hear that this happened, and I hear that you got this, and I hear that y'all already had this many people by X amount of time. And I said, yeah, God's good. And we were eating, and he was quiet. And after about 30 minutes, he said, Brother Keith, that has to be God.
That's right.
I said, it does. I mean, it does have to be God. He said, you couldn't have done that. I said, that's right. I couldn't have done that. It's God. Give us a place this nice, this quick. And this many people this quick. It's got to be God. But is that the honor of God?
Yes.
Is that God honoring us?
Yes.
Me and you?
Yes.
It is. But there's only one way he's able to do that. If we honor him.
Right.
If we ever stop honoring him, we begin to diminish.
Right.
Is that right? If I ever start putting my thumbs under my lapels and thinking, yeah, buddy, I can do this and I can do it. And if you ever do it, we'll be headed down.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
I'm not going to do it. How about you?
No.
We know who's our blesser.
Yes.
We know who's doing the healings.
Yes.
We know who's doing the miracles.
Yes.
We know who's bringing the money in.
Right.
We're going to give him all the glory.
Yes.
It's one reason we read these testimonies. And when we're reading these testimonies, we don't call your name and we don't call mine. You notice that?
Amen.
Whose name do we call? We say, the Lord gave somebody a chunk. So then we all shout.
Amen.
The Lord healed somebody.
Hallelujah.
Give him all the credit, all the glory. We're honoring him,
yes.
Aren't we?
Yes.
Honoring him. And he's committed to us. You honor me, I'm going to honor you. He'll honor you by paying off your house. Honor you by using you to lead somebody to the Lord.
Amen.
That's an honor.
Amen.
Honor you by letting you have a part in his precious things.
Amen.
Are you hungry for this?
Yes.
This is a big part of the inside of me. I'm believing the Lord is getting this out over the next few weeks or whatever. And I'm telling you, we're going to be a church that knows how to honor God. We're not just going to honor him in services. We're going to honor him all over this place. Amen. Everywhere we go, everything we do, people will look at us and hear us and see us, and it'll make them want to lift their hand and go, God is real. God is good. Amen. Because God is honored and glorified in us and through us. They see us and they see him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.